A definition of masonry. In his facetious search for a brand new theory of Masonic origins, in last February's American Freemason, the editor found all countries and nations of antiquity preempted. Paradise, the Garden of Eden, Egypt, India, ancient Britain, and prehistoric America had been exploited. While gymnosophists, Buddhists, Tibetan lamas, Chinamen, Mayas, Incas, Benedictine monks, and Jesuit fathers had been laid under contribution, and each heralded in turn as responsible for the beginnings of Masonry. The writer is but too familiar with the resources of Masonic bibliography not to feel sympathetically akin to the shepherd lad with his sling and five small stones from a brook who sallied forth to meet the giant Philistine. But like David of old, he does not despair of returning with the head of the giant problem, which will never cease to puzzle humanity until it is adequately worked out. The purpose of this paper is less to enter point blank upon the labyrinthine paths of solution than to define the exact character of the riddle of the ages and hazard a theory of how it may or can, yes, has been solved. The growing body of students of comparative religion who term themselves theosophists have a precisely similar difficulty to cope with, and as among interested Masonic students, hundreds are at work endeavoring to localize and historicize principles which are ever elusive, because the truth concerning them is that they are everywhere manifest and have been so during all time. The beginning of Masonry cannot be found, for the precise reason that before Abraham was, Masonry is. That which Masonry searches, that which Theosophy searches, that which dogmatic religion fears to search, or rather fears the discovery of, is one and the selfsame thing. Theosophy, for want of a better term, calls it the ancient wisdom, and is in a measure right. But not even Theosophy has fully grasped the specific identity of the lost science of the Logos. And yet, Theosophy is full of it, Masonry is full of it, and the religions of the world are full of its fragments, its unidentified debris, its mutilated fractions, scattered like those of Osiris upon the waves. Paradise and Noah's Ark are indeed part of it, and the creation epic of Hawaii is but an echo of that of Babylon. There is a law, so simple in itself and in its applications that the veriest child may be made to comprehend its lessons, by which the universe unfolds like a plant from within the germ heart of its seed, and to man exhibits, as though upon an unrolled scroll, all those marvelous philosophies which have conferred immortality upon the sages of Hellas and the Orient. This law reveals at once the nature of our Creator, enough of the bent of His infinite mind for us to be assured that our own finite natures are truly reflexes of the divine prototype, so that the assurance that God made man in His own image ceases to be but pointless babble. It reveals by the minute and incontrovertible testimonies which it gives to that effect, that all of the historical mythologies and religious philosophies which the world has ever harbored were originally designed as exoteric, recordable veils for esoteric, unrevealable, unrecordable facts, classed today as mysteries, not as unknowable, but as unknown. The keeping of this law, in the aspirational, emotional, sacrificial sense, even though it be today unidentified, except as a vague longing of the human heart for a reality which is sensed rather than comprehended, is religion. The knowledge of this law, the power to grasp and apply it, to consciously and knowingly work hand in hand with the great architect of the universe, to live in a close bond of union with an ever-present master and realize that physical death is but loving initiation to a loftier degree, was once Masonry. Religion was the promise, Masonry the pledge. That pledge exists today, enshrined in every lodge, for he who can penetrate behind the veil may read in every sign and symbol the story and the reason of his being.